Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity.
I often mention spirit guides and High Council of Light. So I just want to tell you what the difference is so you are aware of this. So everybody's got spirit guides. No one is left alone in this world, even if we think so. Again, that's part of the illusion of our 3D matrix. So here we have already learned to dissolve that. We are never alone. We cannot be an imposter. It's impossible to be an imposter. One of the biggest takeaways from day one. I love that so many of you shared that. So we are here to remember the truth of our divinity. We are here to consciously connect with the beings of the light that are present. Some beings of the light that have been present with us from birth, and they will be until the end. Some of us have a team of extraordinary spirit guides, and these spirit guides, you will have the core group, and then you have people who come and go. Like at times you might have an Arcturian who come, you might have Ascended Master Hisces, but they don't stay permanently. Actually, as you are receiving this transmission, and as this transmission is multidimensional, and because you work with me as a student, you know, like you are considered one of my students in this channeling challenge, even if you are not in one of my paid programs. So when you are one of my students, you receive the assistance of my High Council of Light, the High Council of Light of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, and many extra teams. We work with thousands and thousands of beings of the light, right? And so when you receive this, you can accept and type yes in the comment if you accept to receive the presence, the help, the support of additional spirit guides. Some of them will be Arcturians that you can perceive in purple there. Some of them will be other star races, Sirians, Blue Avians, Andromedans, Palladians. You also receive the assistance of Archangel Metatron, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and so many more. There are many dragons, Seraphim of the Light. There are many fairies from the fairy world, many ancient beings like tree beings, rock beings, crystal beings present in the field. We have an epic gathering of animals, of powers as well. White lions of Sirius, great eagle, Atlantean wolves, octopus, whales, you name it. We have so many available and present and always helping as well. We have beings that are here to decode and deprogram outdated frequency and plugins to the matrix system. We have also teams that bring in new codexes of light, new quantum technology, new architecture in the field. So if you are ready, type yes in the comments, because they will have so much fun helping you. Because here is the first thing that I want you to remember. Is the principle of non-intervention. That is a law. Every frequency is born free. And this freedom means that we have free will. And so the free will means that the other side of the coin is balanced by the principle of non-intervention. We are not allowed to intervene in someone else's life. If you have tried that before, you would have noticed that it does not go down well. You know, most of the time, trying to invade the spirit of someone else to tell them what to do does not work, because someone has to walk the path. Even if we see our children, if we see our beloved, if we see our friends going in a direction, they're going to crash. We can give them warnings. We can say, you know, like, I really think you're making a mistake, you know, and have you considered something else? But they will do whatever they want eventually, you know? And if they don't, they might turn back against you. Why did you prevent me from doing this? I really wanted to try. And it is the same with our spirit guides. They cannot intervene in our field. They can do the bare minimum that our soul has agreed upon. So this is why, yes, we receive cosmic surgery. Yes, we receive their visitation and activation at night, but they can do the minimum, because what they require is for us to ask. So here is the first code that I want you to write down and really remember. Your spirit guides need clear communication from you. Okay? Because of the principle of non-intervention. So ask and ask and ask and more and more and more. Ask through prayers. Praying is a lost art that we are here to bring back into the field. Because praying, of course, is often attached to enslaving religion. But the prayer is simply your direct communication with God. This morning, I woke up and I was feeling so unbalanced because what the human is processing in personal life on a certain area, the first thing that I did was to pray, and I prayed for like a good 20 minutes. And after that, I was like, great. I feel so much better because I pray, God, please take this from me. Take the heaviness, take what prevents me from feeling joy of being alive, from feeling connected to myself and my people. Just take basically the shit out. And I felt it. I felt these warm fuzzies, this lifting off density, and I felt this inner peace. And then I went for a walk in the forest. I sang. I was just speaking light language. I was with my dog, connecting to the fairies. It's like, took me an hour fully back into alignment. Boom, like that. So the spirit guides that are present with you, they want clear communication from you. And what is the difference between your spirit guides and your high council? You may ask, excellent question. So everybody's got spirit guides and they are epic. Nothing wrong with them. A high council is something different though. That's the next level game, right? Because a high council of light is a council of very advanced beings that have been co-creating together for eons for one specific purpose. So this high council has one purpose, one mission, and it comes directly from God. And this one mission is here, you know, to be anchored in reality. So this High Council of Light has been projecting, you know, different members in different time and space realities on Earth and in other star systems to get the codes needed to one day be able to bring the mission down. So High Council of Light is present for advanced mission souls who are here to help with the ascension process, to bring new body of works, a new golden grid of light onto the planet. People who join me in IREA, Ascension School of Channeling, are co-creating with High Councils of Light because it is all intergalactic, interdimensional grid work with advanced version of selves and advanced version of Gaia. Not many people have High Council of Lights because it's not necessary simply, and it does not mean anything about the quality of our soul, the quality of our mission, the quality of our essence. No, it's simply a different way of organizing things. So with the High Council of Light, we learn to channel as one voice. So me and my High Council of Light, we sit together. I have a version of me who's continuously sitting there. I just merge my consciousness with that version of me sitting there. And honestly, to start with, when I did that, I could barely stay conscious. I felt like a ray penetrating me here and below, and I was completely connected to all the council members, as well as the soul of my mission. And all I could hear was like that screeching high-pitched sounds. I could not even pick up light language or any language. There was nothing, you know, because the frequency was so high. So what I did, I just sat there and I went back consciously again and again and again until I could perceive that I had a body. I was like, oh, thank God I have a body. Because to start with, I was just a frequency. And then I started perceiving the beings around, and the beings around, many I knew already because I was connecting with them, but not at that frequency, at another frequency. So this High Council of Light has trained me and still trained me. And so we have the main council member. And again, we have, you know, ambassadors from other realms, guest speaker from other realms that come from specific reasons. And I'm the human ambassador in this planet here. So I am the one who releases the content, bring it down into humanity. Okay, this is my job. So the first code to help you amplify your communication with your spirit guide is, again, communication, clear communication. How often do you ask for help? How precise is it? How much weight do you put into the balance? Like, I want, for example, the pain in my body to completely disappear once and for all. I want to have this amount of money on my bank account. I want this, 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 and that. So there is a way of communicating, right? We express a deep magnetic desire, something that is really touching our heart, and we place it with humility and detachment. It's like, please, God, take this burden away from me. Please help me manifest greater level of abundance. And we completely stay detached from the result, because the problem often comes from us believing that we are not connected, believing that there is a problem with us, that we don't know how to channel, that we don't know how to manifest, because the result is not just right there. It does not work like that. The magnetic desire, what we pray for, what we call in, is just a carrot. So we take the path. The path is what matters. The carrot never matters, because God might have a way better, bigger, juicier carrot over there that we cannot even perceive right now, because we are in this version of ourselves. Therefore, we project a certain frequency timeline. And what we can see is this frequency timeline. And as we acknowledge this frequency timeline, as we say, this is where I'm going. This is my mission. This is what I want to be doing. This is where I place my time, my money, and my energy. And as we walk the path, we embody more and more of our gift. We discover courage, devotion, consistency. We reawaken many parts of us. So all of a sudden, we become a new version of ourselves. So this new version of ourselves is also projecting higher frequency timelines. So all of a sudden, we have walked maybe halfway of the path to get to what it is that we wanted, the purpose of our prayers, of our manifestation. And all of a sudden, it's no longer there. It's literally not present anymore. So it is always important to really connect with your heart, to really feel what is alive and what is present, and to anchor that and to walk the way no matter what. Consistency, devotion, and courage, because you will embody higher and higher version of yourself this way. And your spirit guides are here for that. So when you communicate clearly, I would love to receive help with this. I would love to receive cosmic surgery at night. I would love for you to take away the pain that I've been carrying, you know, in my body or maybe emotionally. I would love for you to help me see different ways of connecting with my soul missions, different ways of evolving. I am open. I am ready to receive your guidance. So then they can intervene, because there is a sovereign agreement happening from your sovereign heart with their sovereign heart. So often I give, like when I fall asleep, I say to my team, you know the drill, bring it on, I'm ready for everything. But at times I'm like, no, please don't touch me. It's just like, stay away. You don't understand, but this human's body is already going through a lot right now. There's a lot going on. So please, for like a week or two, can you just, you know, not give me any cosmic surgery? And so I say, no, I don't accept, I don't receive, because you're not in the body. At times they give me information. I'm like, why do you tell me this now? It's literally not helpful. Can't you see that the human is processing this or anchoring this? And now you tell me that? It's like, so we have this interaction. So the other code that I want to share is openness. So there is communication and openness. Openness comes from really finding this communion with your vulnerable heart, with your crystalline heart, that is not afraid of saying yes, that is not afraid of saying no to anything or anyone, even advanced being of the light. Because when you are opened, when you open yourself to receive, you know that you're going to need to take aligned actions in your everyday life to follow on the guidance that you receive, because channeling is one thing. But if we receive, you know, advanced downloads about our body of work, of our mission, if we receive all of this amazing information and then we just leave it there, this is just knowledge. It does not change lives. What changes lives is the embodiment of this knowledge, because it transforms into wisdom. And as we embody our wisdom, this is when we share with others. I don't know, like, if you have ever noticed anyone who like teaches from a very mental plane is just an exchange of information, but they haven't embodied anything. So we cannot receive a lot from them because it is literally void of wisdom, of void of, you know, like the frequency that makes the knowledge alive in within us, which is what it is that we want. We want a mentor that walks the talks. So this is why I always observe, does this person walk the talk? How is this person living her life? How authentic and how open are they? So how open are you with your own self? Are you really open with your own self? Do you really communicate well with your own self? Because what we ask our spirit guide, we also need to have a look at the way we hold our humans accountable for doing things. Are you communicating openly with your own heart? Or are you avoiding witnessing skeletons in your closets, things that you've been waffling around, learning all of the things, but never learning channeling, which is the one thing that you need to learn to really tap into your own body of work and to really be fully on mission? Are you honest? Are you open to witness that, to sober up to the need to avoid perceiving the truth about what it is that you have been doing or not? It can be challenging. It is actually very challenging because when we communicate openly with our own self and we are really like clear about, okay, so I have been lying to myself around it, thinking that by doing all of the things, I would be happy. I've tried, I'm not satisfied, I'm still dissatisfied. So let's be very open. Is this way of living working for me? Ah, no. And it is like, oh my God, I would have preferred to stay ignorant. We are not here to be ignorant. Ignorance is for slaves. We are not slaves. We are freaking powerful beings of the light. We are sovereign beings. Knowledge and wisdom. That's what we are here for. But for that, it is always starting from within. Again, ancient teachings brought into new high frequency pathways of evolution. It starts with you. Know yourself. Work on yourself. With courage, devotion, and consistency, the three quotes from yesterday, learn to channel different parts of you that are resistant to amplifying your soul mission, that are resistant for you to invest. When I talk about invest, I talk about three things: time, money, and energy. There is always one of the three that your human is going to say, I don't have this. And at times it's the three of them. I'm going to say something that's very annoying. It's like all of them are also lies. Because yes, we can say, oh, you don't know the level of my bank account. You don't know the chronic illnesses that I work with or like things like that. You don't know me, Sandrine. I know. Just stay with me here. All of the three. You know, time, energy, and money, we actually have it. We have it. We have a pocket of energy, we have a pocket of time, and we have a pocket of money. And we allocate things to fit into that. So when we realize, okay, this is my grid of money, this is my grid of time, this is my grid of energy, what do I place into that? How does that shrink or expand accordingly? Because one of the greatest realization and teachings I have received from my team is that I can expand. So I teach, we haven't done that in the portal, but we're going to learn that in the next few months. We work on a quantum level to tweak each of these grids and expand them. So when we expand them, we have more capacity. We have more capacity to have the time that we want to learn what makes us happy. We have the time that we want, that we need to spend quality time with our beloved, our family, to have a hobby, to have a mission. There is plenty of time available. Why? Because time is actually non-linear. So when we live in the fifth dimensional frequency of our heart portal, we get access to the spiral of time. To quantum leaping reality, to expanding time. It's freaking amazing. I cannot tell you the amount of things that I have. Thank you. Yes, it's Joey, the little Pomeranian. He's always there with me. So the code of communication and openness. Be clear with yourself about where you are at and what it is that you really, truly desire, what you feel is no longer in alignment with your soul mission, with who you are and who you want to be in this world. And that gives you some very great foundation for doing the inner work. So there is more direction, right? And so we also want to bring in the other code of co-creation. So this is the third code that we bring into the field in terms of channeling our spirit guides to elevate our soul mission. When I was working as a massage therapist, as I was speaking about it yesterday, when I was working as a massage therapist, I started realizing that I was not the only one around the body of the person. And this amplified when I was doing healing sessions or Reiki sessions or psychic healing and so on. I could see myself, and there were so many guides around, and I was not sure who they were. I was not as, trained. I hadn't trained myself around really perceiving each frequency being as a different being of the light. And I could see them doing things, and I could see them looking at me, kind of like waiting for direction. I was like, oh, am I supposed to tell you what to do? Like, I don't even know who you are awesome, you're doing great things. I can see that the client is receiving a lot, but I was not in a leadership position at that stage, right? But I really realized it was a co-creation process happening, and I absolutely loved it. So this is one of the reasons that I really wanted to train myself. It was not just because I was receiving messages from like my spirit guides, that I was receiving messages about, their past lives, about, their challenges and so on. I was also perceiving the spirit guides working in people's fields and helping us during the session. So I thought this co-creation is really happening on many different levels. And it felt so exciting. And it was not something new to me because I already knew that I had been chatting with non-physical beings since I was a child. Only it had been quite unpleasant often. This is why I had closed my abilities, consciously. And so I knew that there was something there that was very exciting for my human. Because I would love to know as well if this is exciting for you to know that you can actually consciously co-create with epic beings. So type yes in the comment if you relate to this. It's like, I want to know my star family. I want to know who's around me because we are there all the time together. They just don't have a body, but I can feel them. I have seen them from the corner of my eyes. I know that sometimes I see all of these numbers, like these angel numbers, and I know they have something to do about it. As well as the feathers that lay on my path, at times I can feel, like a hand touching my hair if I'm sad, or I can feel like a being, touching me here and there as I sleep. I want to know who they are. It's like, I don't know about you, but if I have someone coming to my home, right, I want them to be invited. I want to know them. I want to make sure that, I am ready for them, and I also welcome them in a respectful way. So this is what happens when we learn to communicate with our spirit guide, when we learn to co-create with them consciously, because therefore we can have this gorgeous, uplifting, and deeply empowering experience because they share with us very important messages about our own soul, about our own soul mission, about who we are, what we came here to be doing, but who we were before, like who we are as a family. Like my Arcturian family has helped me to reconnect so profoundly to my Arcturian blueprint because I have a lot of Arcturian in me, right? But I have also spent, and this is probably one of my favorites, spent so much time with dragon consciousness and the different lineages of dragons, and they show me when I was in that lineage of dragon, that was in what that lineage of dragon, why is it important? What's being reawakened inside of me as I connect with dragons? When I, for example, connect with ascended masters like Isis, I go into past life and she tells me this is like she shows me our past lives together and reawakens all of these incredible gifts and codes that I accessed under Isis as one of her pupils. And my spirit guide showed me how much they are still present now, the lives that we've had together, also the future lives that we're going to have together, and how all of that relates to my mission. Also, if, for example, I feel a very strong presence of a specific guide, because I have learned about them, I know them so much more deeply now that I know, wow, if this guide is here, it's because I'm really undergoing a training on this. For example, Mary Magdalene has been so present with me for the last 2 months. And I know Mary Magdalene, it's a lot around divine union, recalibration, connection with, you know, a man. It is also about mission. It is also about trance channeling, accessing deeper state of trance, about facilitating a mass movement of accelerated evolution. So as I felt the presence of Mary Magdalene so much in my field recently, I'm like, ooh, okay, so the big ones are coming, right? And so who are you here with? And she's like, oh, I'm here with Hathor, of course. I was like, oh my goodness, Mary Magdalene and Hathor for 2 months, I can tell you, like, it's amazing the amount of knowledge, of love, of recalibration that I receive from them. So I call them. So when my heart aches because this guy dumped me just a stupid text, I call on Mary Magdalene because I'm precise. No, Mary Magdalene, blah, blah, blah. And she comes, girl, you're a queen. You're literally such a badass dragon, multidimensional galactic consciousness, and blah, blah, blah. And then she shows me exactly, she helped me download a freaking extraordinary codex in the last 2 days. Everything. And so now I'm voice messaging myself, I'm writing everything down, because this is something that I'm going to start teaching in the students of the portal in the upcoming month, because it's got to do with embodiment of different versions of selves, timelines projecting as we connect with another person, maybe a potential partner, but also clients, students, friends, parents. And it is in the dynamic. So that's Mary Magdalene and Hathor's teachings. So it's great because I know how to channel with great level of precision, and I know who they are, I know what they are about, so we can go and deepen the conversation. Because you have friends in your life, I mean, like human friends, and so those friends, they are the ones, maybe like the girlfriends you go out for a drink with or you dance with. These are the moms, so you speak about kids. These are the ones you go to the gym with, and so you know these friends. And over a certain period of time, you know, oh, this is the kind of conversation I have with that friend, but that friend is not really available for that kind of conversation. Then you have the friends that you can have all the conversation about all the things with. So you know that these friends are very, very precious, very special. This is the same thing with your non-physical friends. You have friends that you can have all sorts of conversation with, and you're going to be so excited, and you can talk until the end of the night. And then you have friends that did just come, and you have a great exchange, and they share quotes with you. And like, oh my God, I had such an amazing time just over this 1 hour coffee. So it is very much like that. The co-creation process happens with non-physical beings at different levels, at different times, for different purposes, depending if you want to channel them to elevate your divine union template, elevate your channeling abilities, elevate your finances, elevate your impact, elevate your mission, and so on. Okay. Yes, we can. We feel our spirit guides in different ways. And so, like, that's the art of channeling, right? And again, I teach this for an entire year inside the portal. So it's not in, you know, like a few minutes here that I can explain the intricacies of the art of channeling. But depending on how high frequency or aligned our intuitive modes are, we're going to perceive them differently. So we have claircognizance, clairsentience, clairaudience, and clairvoyance. Okay, so like for some of us, it's very easy to have instant knowing. For others, it's easier to see. For others, we feel in the body. Generally speaking, for humans, clairsentience, so the ability to feel in the body, the goosebumps, hot and cold reaction, and so on, is what is the most alive. Okay, and everything, of course, can be developed and amplified as you learn how to do that. Okay, so when you connect with your spirit guide, I want you to really remember communication, openness, co-creation, and make it a relationship that is friendly and there is consistency as well. So we're bringing the quotes from yesterday: devotion, courage, and consistency with communication, co-creation, and openness. Because therefore, what's going to happen is that you're going to be able to create meetings. This is very important. If you never sit with your friend for coffee or set up a phone date, the friendship is going to fizzle. Okay? So there are those friends that you only see once every few years and it's like ever before, but they're not the close ones that support you, you know, through all the things that you go through. Your spirit guides want you to connect with them regularly. It's creating these meeting points so you can receive the guidance. I have people ask me, it's like, where, like, how can I can't, I don't hear my spirit guides. I don't feel them. How can I? But yet they haven't changed anything. They don't do anything daily to connect with them. So sit at your altar, meditate, walk in silence, do automatic writing. You know, spend time before you fall asleep at night and after you wake up to be in the in-between when these brain waves are very easily switched from theta to gamma brain waves. And it is easier for you to actually access a platform of communication. So I have my altar here. I have other altar around the house. I have this one that I love because it's pretty as a background and I can really feel them there. But I sit at my altar regularly and I answer communication. Okay, we have a meeting. And when I walk, I often have a meeting. I have a meeting with my spirit guides. And I say, okay, so this is what's going on in the spiritual ministry. As you have witnessed in humanity, this is what's going on. So what should we do now? What's your guidance? And I also want to tell you that I personally need assistance with this, 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 and that. I lead.
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.